أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل من يرزقكم من السماوات والأرض قل الله وإنا أو إياكم لعلى هدى أو في ضلال مبين قل لا تسألون عما أجرمنا ولا نسأل عما تعملون قل يجمع بيننا ربنا ثم يفتح بيننا بالحق وهو الفتاح العليم قل أروني الذين ألحقتم به شركاء كلا بل هو الله العزيز الحكيم. Guys, before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had described to us the different kinds of shirk that the mushrikeen, those who ascribe Allah to partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had been involved in. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to engage with the mushrikeen and to ask them a series of questions. The first of this is, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Say, O ask, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sustains you from the skies and the earth? In other words, who gives you your provisions from the heavens and the earth? Now, this important question that is asked to them is because they themselves had also believed that it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that sustains, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives one's rozi, and qulillah, and you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yourself, you say to them it is Allah. So they also believe it is Allah, you also believe it is Allah, but they are worshipping gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are ascribing partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when the belief insofar as sustenance is concerned is the same belief, but then you're worshipping God besides that God whom you believe, besides that Allah whom you believe that is giving you, then obviously that is a form of deviation and a great form of deviation. وَإِنَّا أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى أَوْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So it is never possible that both of us can be right. We are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wahdahu la sharika la. We are worshipping one Allah. We are telling you to worship only one Allah. You are ascribing partners to that one Allah. So hence one of us have to be right. And hence Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to say to them that it is either us or you that is on hidayat, that is on guidance, or fi dhalalim mubin, or in manifest error. One group has to be on hidayat, one group has to be in manifest error. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not command Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to them very directly that they are in manifest error and we are on the right. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell them that one of us, in other words, they need to engage themselves, they need to sit down and think about this, whether they are right or whether they are wrong. قُلْ لَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا أَجْرَمْنَا وَلَا نُسْأَلُ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. The second very important aspect is this, that they would often say to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you either touch our idols, worship our idols for a short while, and they used to make these suggestions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will leave you, we will leave the persecution, etc. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies another very important aspect, that say to them, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tus'aluna amma ajramna, you are not going to be asked about any sin that we commit. If we do any wrong in whatever we do, then obviously you are not going to be questionable about it, so you don't have to worry insofar as that part is concerned. But at the same time, وَلَا نُسْأَلُ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, and we will not be questioned about your deeds. In other words, each individual, each person is going to go into his qabr alone. Each person is going to stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone on the day of Qiyamah, and each person is going to answer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third, قُلْ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا رَبُّنَا ثُمَّ يَفْتَحُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ. There will be a time to them, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to gather between us and between you. ثُمَّ يَفْتَحُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to adjudicate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge in this matter. and Allah will judge with truth. And there is no doubt in the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's judgment will be of the best, and there will be no better judge than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاحُ الْعَلِيمُ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the most just, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all-knowing. So again, it is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that is going to make the judgment. So why wait for the day of Qiyamah when the judgment will be made? Why don't you sit down again and sit and think about the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah? قُلْ أَرُونِيَ الَّذِينَ أَلْحَقْتُمْ بِهِ شُرَكَاءَ كَلَّا. Thereafter, say to them, O Muhammad and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, show me just one of those with whom you have joined partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, all those gods that you have taken, bring them and show us who are they. Kalla, never would it happen on the day of Qiyamah. Bal huwa Allahu al-Aziz al-Hakim. Nay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all wise. In other words, very simply here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to engage in them. And this is the mode that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is shown, that how he should engage with the disbelievers, how he should engage with the polytheists, that we will find that there was never aggression in any one of these questions, but to try and open up their minds so that they will be able to think and gain hidayat and bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So on this, the ulama have written that also when we engage with any disbelieving person, then we should do it with a great deal of wisdom. We should try and bring sense to the whole issue. And if they bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it will be good for them. And if they do not bring iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we do not need to get aggressive against them and become abusive. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.